Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is the one of the important things of doing podcasts is for me to express myself and to be positive. But as I stated before, if I don't tell the truth about what's going on, then I wouldn't be an effective podcaster. I wouldn't be honest to myself. And while it is true that I have to always be as positive as much as possible, and that is what I'm trying to do. But in order to be healthy, I have to tell what's going on with me. Because this world has a light and dark side, and I try to be on the light side. So in order to be on the light side, I have to clean out the dark side so the light can stay out, so I can be effectively as positive as possible. Because my destiny in my life experienced so much, like a lot of people. So if I tell the truth, I think not only it will benefit me, but it will benefit you and whoever is listening to me who are having trials and tribulations. But while that is the case, I still will always try to make sure that most of my podcasts are positive about music, about my books, about what's going on in the world. I may talk about, have a different opinions about my political beliefs, which are very left and liberal. But I'm open-minded to all people, respect all people's beliefs. I don't attack people. I don't try to do anything. But it's important for me to express myself. And podcast is the way to do it. As I said before, everything is legal, appropriate. There's no illegal substance on my podcast, just expression. I may use profanity. I may come across as unique or talk in my own way, but that's what I am, a podcaster. One thing that I simply don't understand is that I talk about just doing, having ambitions. You know, I'm a great musician. I write and play the keyboard, and I wrote songs, you know, and then I have these other ambitions, use my head, and want to expand from where I'm at. The truth of the matter is health. I had a life of hardship, so much hardship, despair. I wasn't recognized for my talents and music and so on. Love never came my way, but at the same time, I'm happy to say that love came my way through family. So I have family love. And while I'm a good person and I try to express love to other people, despite not getting it directly or not being recognized, I try to be the opposite by being positive and still being respectful. Appreciate other people's dreams. I see people going to be in the music industry. Like I said before, I talked to somebody who was on their way to being in entertainment, music industry in Hollywood, which I want to personally too. I'm a Hollywood hopeful. And I always say, I said to them, your dream is going to happen. I see people getting going to get their license in law or going to get their license in business or be a doctor or get a great job or whatever positivity there is or create great art. And I always say their dreams are going to happen. I have to, because that's the way I have to live, and that's the way we should all live. Because when dreams happen with someone else, there's no need to feel jealousy, even though the truth is the natural human trait is to feel jealousy when you see somebody seemingly doing better than us, but that's not the case. Everybody's karma is different. Everybody's life is different from me and you. So I can't compare to that person who's on their way to stardom or that person who's doing really well and I'm not doing as well. It is not fair to compare myself with that person because that person is different. Their shoes are totally different from mine, and I cannot fit in those shoes. My shoes, what I need to do is just try to appreciate myself and to make effort to enhance my life to go for my dreams. But when someone else's dreams, or if I see that person, another person's dreams come true, it helps me. Because I can get inspired to go for dreams. You know, and I try to be respectful of, you know, people around me. If there's someone I don't know, like a stranger, like I don't know them personally or whatever, of course, I'm going to be appropriately, try to be nice if they say hello or whatever, but I'm not going to go up to them and talk to them or be so acquainted because I don't know them. But I respect them, you know, let them be. You have to do that to people you don't know. But you don't go up to them and talk to them like, that's for somebody if I know them. Like, for instance, my sisters, you know, I know them because they're part of my family, so I know them. So I have to contact them so I can call them. A stranger who I've never seen before, I can't do that. But I can say hello. Unless I get to know them, then they're not a stranger no more. That's basic common sense. I say that because some things in life don't make sense. Maybe because of the little fame I have with my music or with whatever, my podcast, which I think, you know, when you're famous and have a little fame, you may attract something that's undesirable. And perhaps that is the case, but I'm not really that, I don't consider myself famous. Famous is like Taylor Swift or Brad Pitt or Brad Pitt, yeah, something like that. Fame is Michael Jackson or even though he's dead or Elvis Presley. That's fame. They're known all over the world. They sold millions. Who's famous now? Weeknd or Lizzo or Justin Bieber. Whoever, they're fame. That's famous. That's a very famous person. They know all over the world. And huge amounts of popularity. Maybe I'm known a little bit around the world, a little bit because of someone, a few people heard my music. I'm still an unknown artist. I would like to be in that situation where they could know my music or be as successful as those people. Yeah, that is my goal. That's why I came out to Hollywood. But I'm not really that famous. That is my goal, to be famous and successful financially. When I came out to Hollywood, it was like, well, the Hollywood sign was the first thing I saw. And that was a symbol of that dream I had to be a rock star. And I looked at it. I couldn't keep my eyes off of it. And I saw Capitol Records, which is another symbol of that dream. Like you see in my music video, Hollywood Dreams Part 2, the symbol of the dream to get signed as a musician or a songwriter and to live the dream of making a living and doing really well at it. That's a sign of the Hollywood dream. There are many record companies and major record companies in Los Angeles and Hollywood, but the Capitol Records building is like a symbol of the record company. It's a symbol of where you go. If you're a singer, if you're a songwriter, you got a demo, you got your band, your artist. I did send some demos to Capitol Records. They didn't, you know, unsolicit. I did try to work with them directly, but to no avail. But I still hope that my dream can make it with them or somebody in Hollywood on a major scale. And that's the dream. That dream can take a long time. It has been shown through many experiences over the years that some dreams have taken a very, very long time, 20 years, 30 years. When you say 20 years, that's a very long time, very, very long time. Been out here, you know. And there's lots of all agencies and sizes all over L.A. metropolitan area, Beverly Hills, Santa Monica. But the starving artists in downtown L.A., they could be in Beverly Hills, it could be Santa Monica, they could be Van Nuys, it could be Canoga Park. They can be even be in Glendale. They can be all the way in Fontana. They can be all the way in San Gabriel Valley, Pasadena. So it's really a lot of starving artists. So I'm trying to be one of the starving artists to get that, make that dream come true. The brass ring to say I conquered and became part of that sign, that legend. And that's such an addictive thing, but it takes a lot of hard work. It's so time consuming, you know, for the starving actor or comedian or rock singer or pop singer or songwriter or director who comes out here and to make it. And I'm one of them. But the dark side of that dream, I experienced a lot. You can hear it in my podcast. Targeted by insanity, by people who don't want me to succeed in music. Lie, say I didn't write my songs, or make up lies, or say sociopath things, evil things that they told people, I didn't write my songs, I don't own my songs, a social worker owned my songs. All that is lies. I'm too high functioning for that. But I dealt with some of the insanity and evil. It was jealousy and evil. They didn't want me to even go to be an academic in law. They're hoping that I don't make it in law school. They're hoping I just fall on my ass, lose my home, and stuff like that for no reason. I did nothing to them. I didn't say anything to them. Perhaps they see me online. They don't like me having all the publicity with my videos on Spotify. They don't like it. That's the dark side of that Hollywood dream, that American dream. And it's really sad because I have to address it, that somebody near me, a group of people near me who feel they don't have much to show for whatever, despair, they don't feel good about themselves, so they look at me and they're trying to tear me down for them to feel better. And that's evil. That's sociopathy. That's a criminal. I told you, everybody in this world, that I own my songs. I made all the videos. Videos are made out of my house. The critics of these particular people, these evil people, decided to take excuses or evil things of why I didn't make it. Because of my image. They say I'm too fat. Yeah, I'm happy sad, but when I look at Lizzo, she made it because she believed in herself. It's not about that. It cannot be superficial or based on image. You won't get very far in a business. They don't like that no more. That's not the most important thing. And if it was, you'll lose out. You have to have talent to be in that business. You know, they don't like me writing or playing music, you know, write their own music. That's the choice they can make. Write their own music, go to school, learn how to write music, learn how to play a piano, learn how to play a guitar, write their lyrics, write the words, go collaborate with somebody, go do things instead of targeting me as a inspired artist. And it happens a lot. It's not just me. It happens to other people who are in the industry, yeah, who are acting and who are singing. They probably have trying to give it a job. People come around to try to stop them because they don't like it. And, you know, I guess in another reason, perhaps they came out here with their own dreams to be in that business and they don't have the means or the attitude or they don't have the person, the drive to do it. And it's all they had to do is make an effort at it. If they don't have the money and stuff or whatever, lackey or self-esteem, don't take it out on me because I'm not going to stop. I had to stop on my own terms. So I've been at BMI 30 years when I was so young. I'm one of those people still struggling. The dark side, when they said they used my song for a sample. That is criminal. That is so evil, especially after all those years of struggle. Makes me angry when I hear that because that's so profoundly evil. if you make money off some my music and you didn't write a damn thing, you didn't write a word or anything, and it's not your music, that, you know, that's not fair. But it could be done because they're trying to press my buttons. That's still psychotically, that's insane. Yeah, these people are jealous of me because of my ambitions or something, and they shouldn't be. Believe me, I had a very hard life. I lived on the streets when I came out here, so they should not be jealous of me. I don't have much. If they don't feel they have much, or they don't have no home or whatever, they homeless, or they live in an apartment, or they don't have no drive to do it, or they doing drugs or drinking, which is the case, or they have some severe mental illness, which is the case, go to get treatment for it. You have to do it the hard way. You know, no pain, no gain. That's how they do it, and that's what they say on a spiritual level. If you want to get somewhere, no pain, no gain. So if you want to get to the next level, you have to earn it. You have to be good to yourself and other people. You have to go and try to write a song. You have to just start writing lyrics and start save up your money when you have it and make a demo. Then if you write your own song and you sell it and you, for a sample, you do whatever you want with it, then that's on your terms and that's legitimately fine. You earned it with dignity. But I learned that if I'm going to make it in this world, I have to earn it in some form or another. I have to write that song, or I have to go years. I have to go to somebody to see if they can use it. I have to go to school. I have to try to make some effort, try to get a job. Even, you know, I've been rejected by tons of jobs, you know, the despair from that. And you know what? One reason why I couldn't find a job was because one of these evil sociopaths had been going around trying to stop me from getting success. They've been calling people. They even called schools to get grades. They're going around saying, I did very badly on a 40-30%. I'm going to fail my class. They even called people to stop me from being a doctor, a PsyD and a PhD. They called them too. That's how evil that is. They were calling people, jobs, people that I applied to so I didn't get hired. That's how evil that was. I wonder how did they know, because I didn't tell them. And then I'm like, perhaps they heard. They saw me talking on the phone outside. I was talking about some place or whatever, because I was speaking on a cell phone or talking to somebody. They probably heard me outside, you know. And I had to keep, I just say, if you talk about things, just keep it to yourself sometime, you know. You don't want to attract no evil person. And that's probably why, the other reason why they came around. I had no idea that they would go 20 years targeting me because I have a little home, because they probably heard me talking about it. I mean, I didn't talk to them. I mean, only criminals do that. They just don't want to see me get that American dream. American dream is to own a home. Hollywood dream is to be in the business. So they want to stop me from succeeding. They don't want to see no success so they can feel good about themselves from negativity. That's not fair to me. They said it today. They were saying, oh, they're going to see me not being a lawyer. They're going to want me to flunk out of school. They said they contacted school. I believe they perhaps did because they knew what grade I have. They violated confidentiality. And that was something to fall back on. Well, my stance is I have to protect myself. I have to stay away from dream killers. So when they call, and they call these people in the music industry, making up stories that I'm disabled, I don't have all my songs. They made up stories, say that they told people who were famous that I wasn't a songwriter. They even made up lies that I was a comedian. I didn't come out here to be a comedian. I joke around. I may have a natural comedian pose, but I didn't come out here to be a comedian. I am an aspiring, but I am a professional singer, songwriter, musician, and an actor. Maybe a comic actor, but not a comedian. So when you put out a song and some crazy person who's insane say, oh, I'm a comedian, how can I be a comedian where I release all this music? So I look into all this negativity, and I don't think that's right. And then there's the other side of this, racism, prejudice, the lowest common denominator for evil human beings. that go to use race, religion, or any type of measure to target me because of their illness and their sickness and their evil deeds. They're criminal. So they don't like me hanging around, you know, these black people don't like me hanging around with white people, or this white guy said I need to stay with my own kind, these black people stay with my own kind. That's racism. I do not condone any type of racism. I said it before that it goes against my my beliefs. It is morally, ethically wrong. There's laws against any type of racism. So their insanity is because they're evil, they're mentally ill, and they're prejudiced. You can't be prejudiced and talk about race when we have an interracial law, we have a gay marriage law. It's legal. You marry whoever you want. Love do not see color. We are all equal. I personally have said several times we are equal. But they also talk about homophobia. You know, they say, oh, you should be a woman, you should do that. You know what? In the past, it's hard to be gay. You know, it really is. Still is. With the Supreme Court justice thing. And, you know, I was in the, closet, and I had to be quiet about it. And I was like, life is too short. I'm gay. I'm gay forever. I'm always going to be attracted to men, but I don't like bringing it up. I don't like to be defined by it, but I have to because I cannot be something that I'm not. And I was targeted for homophobia. So perhaps talking about it on a podcast, I was talking about homophobia. These evil people have said that they don't think I can make it because they think because I'm gay. They target me because I'm gay. And I said that is a dream killer. There are lots of gay people in the industry, major stars like Elton John or the late George Michael, bisexual like Freddie Mercury. There's a whole bunch. Rob Halford, rock star, R&B, those Luther Vandross. I mean, dead and alive. Behind the scenes and in front of the camera. There's so many gay people in Hollywood. Literally. Acting, singing, oh, God, there's so many of them. And some people have not came out yet. So don't target me because of that, because homophobia is wrong, morally and ethically wrong. Whatever religion excuse or religious freedom they feel, it is wrong to target me because I'm gay. It is wrong to target me because of race. It is wrong to say that I have to hang out with this or that. We are all the same. I hang out with whoever I want. But I will say this. We are color, we should be colorblind, and we are all equal. I like people of all races and colors, but I do not want no idiot, no criminal to get in my way and to try to stop me from being in the industry. If being gay is the requirement is going to stop me from the industry, then so be it. I mean, I have to be who I need to be. It should not be that I be discriminated from the Hollywood industry because I'm gay. But that's discrimination. That's morally, ethically wrong. What, you want to take my dream away? This is a Hollywood horror story that I'm experiencing. Simply because I have a dream to make it in the industry, some dangerous human being who can't get their act together, a group of human beings, black, white, and brown, targeted me because they don't want to see me succeed. And their insanity keeps saying things that ain't true about me. They believe their own lies. Believe me, these people have mental illness. They got to. If they act like this, and I don't even talk to these people or know them, and I want to say this, some people who have mental health issues can be dangerous if they're not treated, and these people are that. They live in the street, or they live in an apartment building, or they live in a home, and they can't get their act together, then something is wrong. Same with the racists and homophobes. Something is wrong with them mentally. They are ignorant, and they can be dangerous. We stay away from, I stay away from these types always because I'm gay. I don't want to hang out with no homophobe or no racist or no ignorant person who put myself in danger. No way. And I'm not going to hang out with somebody who's severely mentally ill, who got some serious mental problem, who can't get their act together, or who believe their own lies. So still targeted by insanity and jealousy, I should not be. I should be doing better. You know, this is how I feel. I mean, I paid my dues to trying to make it in Hollywood. When I came out in Hollywood at 19, I was on the street. I was on the street trying to find my way. I did what I had to survive. I didn't do anything desperate. I was over there in Hollywood on the street. I did perform a lot. I performed for nearly 20 years on performing on stage. And that's why it's like people have not saw me when I released my records. It took me 20 years to get those records released. And it's like, well, I'm going whenever I get ready. You damn right, 20 or 25 years, And spent 30 years when I signed to BMI as a songwriter. I got all those rejections with the demos, and I had nothing but suffer. I ate popcorn and soda for dinner. I nearly got killed from being attacked. So I went through hell and back. So I don't think it's fair for me to go through this. I have now, because of getting older, health issues, but I'm fine. I can walk on the stage for 2 hours with a microphone. I can play the piano, and I can write a song for somebody. Yes, I am open to being a songwriter. I went through a lot. I should not have somebody targeting me and harassing me and trying to stop me from succeeding, stop me from making my Hollywood dreams come true, or stop me from making my American dream come true. That's not fair. That's evil. And I have, you know, it really is sad that some of this is also ignorance, where people's IQ is stuck up there behind, and they lack the ability to see the ignorance, how ignorance and hate can collide into something more sinister. People making assessments on my health, making assessments like I need somebody, when all it had to do with me just being who I am, and I'm too high functioning. I own my songs. I own my business. I own my home. I'm aspiring. I don't need nobody to tell me what to do, and they can't tell me what to do. I mean, I'm not somebody who's in a life or death situation. That's for someone else. That's someone who's low functioning. I mean, they should go to those homeless people out there. Some of those homeless people are talking to themselves. They've been on the street for years. They refuse to go get a place to live, and they're on drugs and alcohol. Those people need to be treated or get somebody involved. Or some people don't take care of themselves, they don't pay their bills, and they're sitting letting people take advantage of them. That is not going to be me. I'm too highly intelligent. I have good morals. That's because I was born to be good, and I will never put myself to ever be a sociopath. But the unfortunate thing is I came out sociopaths out here who simply look at me as a target because either I look timid or I look unique, and they mess with the wrong person because I use my head more than anything else. I may get angry, but I ain't going to let nobody tell me what to do. But at the same time, I ain't going to get in somebody else's business and tell them what to do either. We came on this planet to live. Everybody has a right to live and do what they feel is right. I mean, trying to stop me from being successful and then bringing up stuff in the past, like what I used to do or whatever, what happened 20 years ago is over with. You can't worry about what happened in 1994 and 2004. You better worry about what happened in 2023. So, yeah, I'm being targeted for jealousy. They're jealous of me. They should not be. I don't have nothing to be jealous of. They need to get off their ass and look in the mirror and try to straighten out their lives. Stop drinking, smoking, stop, get on some medication, or take out a pen and learn how to write a song and do it legitimately, because that's how you do it. No pain, no gain. You ain't going to get nowhere by just going a shortcut. Like I said, American greed, some of these hoodlums looking at me, listen to my pop music and say, oh, they waiting for a song to step on me and get to the top. All what I do, they waiting for me to write the song so they can use it. That I am not I am not no plaything. I am not no plate to step on. That's fraud. You can go to jail for that. You didn't write that song. You're trying to get a sample of something you didn't write and you don't own. All the songs that I released, pop, rock, etc., a cappella, are all copyrighted on Spotify. They are all published now because of these allegations. They really want to take my dream away, try to press my button so I can get angry, so I put it on Twitter so I look bad. They did a good job of it. My school already, everybody thinks I'm going crazy, and it's because of these crazy criminals who have nothing better to do to sit on their ass and try to take me down when they can't get off their ass and move on and look in the mirror and find that that is the reason why they're having problems and don't look at me. I didn't come out to Hollywood to be stepped on for someone else's conspiracy to make some money. I came out here to do it legitimately. How I do it is up to me. I wrote all those songs, co-written, Riley. I own all those songs I released. I deserve to make it as a singer or songwriter. I didn't get that chance. I deserve to make my Hollywood American dreams come true. I paid my dues. I went through a lot of pain, and I do deserve the gain, and it's legitimately. So if you, whatever, and I'm still struggling now, still hardship, and still going through all this, yes, I am. My life is hard. I wasn't given the opportunities like other people. They didn't hire me. They rejected me. I was put in jobs that I wasn't given no Social Security benefits when I wanted to feel good about myself. And because of that, I don't want to work in that line of work no more. I have to be in a job where I am treated like an employee with Social Security benefits. I cannot project myself to being around people who are going to try to sabotage my success. But unfortunately, they come over to my home. They think that my home, I don't own it, which is a delusion, is all over the L.A. County that my home is listed. I'm listed as the homeowner, and it keeps saying delusional things. They got schizophrenia coming over here saying things that ain't true. And then they said they have a right to look inside my home to violate it because of that criminal and insane conspiracies. And these allegations, whether true or not, from their out of their mouth, show that they're sick and dangerous. And I should not be dealing with this. Let the police and let the mental health community lock them up so they can get help. They lack the ability to be high functioning or to do things where they have to pay their dues. They don't have the ability to do the pain in order to get some gain out of this life. Because in order to do, I know in Hollywood, you know, in order to do it, you have to make some effort. And it may take a long time. They don't have that ability. They need to get help learning how to not hurt themselves and other people. Meaning me. Or putting me down because of what they don't have, or putting me down because of their ignorance or their prejudice. They're the ones who are sick and dangerous, a sociopath, a evil person. I ain't come out here to Hollywood or live in L.A. for this. I came to make my dreams come true. I go for my dreams and be positive. The point is I have to go for my dreams. I have to go for them. I have to live as Dove Knight and don't let nobody get in my way. And if I do quit, I do it on my own terms. I know God is with me. God ain't with them. What they doing is evil. Jealousy. They don't want to see me succeed. They want me to fall on my face, give up, steal my song. They don't want me to, they say allegations, go into your copyright office, make it up stories so I don't own my material. That's not right. And making assessments on my health, like, oh, I need this person. You better leave it there because the laws are against that. You're trying to manipulate me and the public. They're going to see through evil. Because evil people cannot get in my way. I am in charge of Dove Knight always. And no one else will ever be in charge of me in this lifetime. I make the decisions, no one else, and it will always be that way. It's just legitimately, as long as I'm doing things legally, that's how the way it's supposed to be, legally. I can't deal with no insanity when people make up stories to try to hinder me or say things that ain't true or try to press my buttons, start laughing by trying to press my buttons because of their illness. They can't move on from 2 or 3 decades, and they need that. Now, mental hospital is ready for them to go to. And I can't deal with no sickness from some prejudiced person who political beliefs is against the morals of this society and who I do not agree with. And I don't want to be attracted to that either. I am not no conservative. I am liberal forever. So if you know I am liberal, then why is this person calling themselves conservative trying to hinder me and bringing any prejudice and their ignorance on me? And as I said before, if people left or right respect me and let me be, then that's the way it should be. Unfortunately, that's not the case politically. And I have to speak about it. I got dreams, too, and a life, too. The way I live personally, ethically, is natural. I can't help it. I've been limited. I am lucky to be alive. I leave it there. I'm going to continue to go for my dreams, whatever I'm going through, whatever public assistance or whatever. I went through a lot, and I have the talent to make it. I don't have to prove to anybody. Yes, I struggle. I'm still struggling, but I'm going to be okay because I have that dream to be somebody. Hollywood dream, American dream. I don't want nobody to take it away, whether it's in the music industry, which is really important. That's why I'm here, or academia or whatever, law, business, whatever. You don't do that to people. You don't try to take my dream away because of your jealousy or insanity or criminal intent because you want to stop me for your self-centered motives. You're not on this planet to do that. You're going to lose out. You got to earn it, buddy. If you don't like me and my beliefs, then move on. This area is very open. I suggest there are very closed-minded places in this country, and I suggest you go to it because you're wasting your time. I can't deal with no closed-minded person. I can't deal with no one who's going to try to stop my dream, steal my song, hinder me, try to stop me from getting a great job, try to stop me from being who I need to be. I'm Dove Knight. I deserve the best, and so do everybody else. I try to treat everybody equally. And I ain't coming to Hollywood or come out here to L.A. metropolitan area to be targeted by some self-centered, crazy sociopath who wants to hinder and get in my way because they can't get their act together or ignorance. That's not right. It is a Hollywood horror story of releasing the music and some people don't want to see me succeed or don't want to see me succeed in law or try to violate confidentiality or do things or say things that are so evil and criminal or get a crack make a joke out of trying to press my buttons. That's sick. But as I said before, I stay away from dream killers and evil people and crazy people. They come around me, I stay away from them. I continue to go for my dream. And I say that to you, whoever's listening to me. Stay away from insane people. Stay away from evil people. Go for your dreams. You'll be fine. Good day, good night from Dove Knight.